Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Bernstein and Holmes Show.
It's exciting to see that the first unit is going to play. This will be Bears fans' first opportunity to see Caleb Williams play. So that's super exciting.
And we'll have a massive overreaction, I'm sure. A massive overreaction, but he's going to play.
Pressure off the right side. Williams has to get rid of it, and he finds Swift on a little shovel, and there goes DeAndre Swift. Down inside the 20, all the way to the Buffalo red zone. Allen in motion. Williams on the rollout. He's got DJ Moore wide open, and he's got the first down. Off the fake, the bootleg, the fake pump, the fire downfield, and Cole Kmet hoping to hold on, and Cole Kmet with an excellent job along the sideline for a 25-yard gain, and Williams had some heat on that pass. Nice flashes from Caleb Williams.
He had some movement plays. Obviously, the coming out curve was able to effectively do that. Converted some third downs from the pocket. Also, with the bootleg naked, showed you his ability to move and create with his pocket. I just think his poise really stands out.
18 snaps for Williams, and he looked very calm and cool on just about all of them.
Go Bears. Bears.
Bernstein and Holmes. Middays 10 a.m. till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Good morning to you, and happy football Monday.
Yeah, man. I don't know if it counts as a victory Monday.
Sure, why not?
But why not?
I'll have a little chicken tonight, I think. I feel like chicken tonight.
A lot of chicken tonight.
And I think I'll have some. I had bratwurst last night, which can't count for a victory because it's not chicken. So I'll have it tonight, and everything will be fine in our world. We'll talk about it. Anthony Herron at 11, High Noon 11:45. Herb Howard at noon. Adam Amin at 1.
Yo! Right? It's a hell of a show that Ray put together today.
Yeah, we're allowed. Ray Diaz, that man, is our executive producer. We've got Tyler Farengold on the board and Brandon Fryer helping out. Connor O'Donnell, Kevin Lapka doing their things in the other room as well. 312-644-6767. That's the number. Yeah, it was... it was a good day for Caleb Williams. Bottom line, full stop.
Phenomenal day for
full
him.
Full stop. It was a good day.
He looked in command. There weren't any real problems as far as like getting plays off. He looked comfortable under center when they put him under center. He made wow throws. There were a couple of throws that you go, careful. But let him take risk if he's going to. If he needs to figure out what he can and can't get away with, why not do it in preseason games? And here's the thing that I thought was interesting about it, which I think should make Bears fans feel good about it. Buffalo's defense wasn't exotic, but it wasn't vanilla either. They sent people, I mean, it's basic blitzing stuff, But it wasn't like we're going to sit back in a shell and that's going to be it. They tried some stuff, and the Bears were able to, for the most part, handle it with their first unit. So I think as a first step, it's a wonderful first step for Caleb Williams. And I think that there's stuff to still teach him. That if you're Matt Eberflus, you can still walk into the meeting and go, hey, don't run after you throw the ball like you're a blocker. Because that's a way to get your ass popped. Don't do that. Please.
The two things.
Please.
Don't make yourself a target and don't try to make a tackle. Remember when Jay Cutler broke his thumb trying to tackle the Chargers?
That was probably the best Bears team that Jay had.
Yep.
And then you ended up with what were they, 7-2 when he got hurt? Mm-hmm. And then it was just a disaster.
Yep. So you're absolutely right about that, that maybe you're like, hey, in practice, like, look at me. You know, how many times in college did we see Justin Fields running alongside a wide receiver or a running back and actually outpacing him when he was just sort of swiveling his head to be that sort of like fighter escort? But in the pros, that gives everybody a chance to get a legal, clean, free shot at you.
Yes. So don't do that.
Right. It's bad.
I'm glad that he didn't get hit. And he did some really cool stuff. The screenplay to Swift was really cool. The doing the high low on the boot.
Lots of leveled reads.
Yeah, a lot I like
of,
that.
There are a lot of half field, short, medium, long. And we'll talk to Tim Jenkins about this stuff throughout the season.
Hell yeah!
And I love how Tim would phrase it on those leveled reads. He would always say, you gotta look deep. That's the one you really want. What do you say? You got to ask the prettiest girl to the dance. So what if she says no? And seeing where Caleb's eyes are on those, they're allowing him to see this now at that speed, at that level, to make some of those decisions.
It was a really good that particular play was a really good indication of the concept of touchdown to checkdown, like how he's processing it and thinking like, okay, I'm going to wait like a half a beat more to make that throw. But I know I've got the flat. I know I have the secondary route if I need it. But I'm going to make the throw down the field.
What it's also done, there was a play the Bears ran with Justin Fields that first hit in the preseason, which is that to one side and a tight end leaking and sneaking into a sail route on the other side of the field where you get all the flow going one way and sometimes they'll lose that tight end. So I'm interested to see what the variations are when they start to show that for real.
Would go ahead. No, you got it. You were going to do something.
Bears training camp coverage is presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Would you like to hear from Matt Eberflus?
I would.
Matt Eberflus spoke after the game about how the offense looked.
This overall, we really wanted to take this opportunity to get, you know, the process and have a really good plan in place for the reps we wanted to get. Obviously, a good job on third down, completing that pass to DJ, and then making some explosives there and getting into the red zone. And we stalled out there, and it was 4th-and-4, I believe, at the end, so we ended up kicking it. But I thought overall, in the pocket, you know, protected the football. I had a consistent performance, and now we got to learn from this and get better. You know, what we did well is very good, and what we need to improve on. And I told the team in the locker room there that we got to level up. You know, I challenged them last week to be able to get better as a whole group, individually, you know, and collectively, and they did that, and we got to do it again because we don't have time not to improve. So there's got to be a sense of urgency in our building.
Yeah, the biggest game was the screen to Swift. What did you see from Caleb on that play, and really from the whole unit and getting that thing to work?
Yeah, just his ability that we see, and you know, you guys have seen it at practice, his ability to get the ball out of his hands really fast when pressure arrives. When that happens sometimes on those screens, so I thought he did a really nice job, you know, getting the ball to him cleanly. And obviously Swift is a guy that can really, is dynamic and really, really got a lot of good speed. Yeah, he just got to kick his feet up at the end there.
When you guys have the play action, you rolled right, you had to commit on the deep over.
Yeah.
His ability to pump fake, to buy himself the second, and then throw a strike on the dead run. And I know you've seen it in practice.
Right.
Seeing it in a game, what did you feel when you saw it?
No, I thought it was really good. He did a nice job of coming out of the fake with speed, which you need to do. and the guys ran their route depths correctly. And they ran with speed too, so they stayed open. A lot of times when you're doing those keepers, you know, you're running away from leverage on defense. So you really got to maintain that speed. And Cole did that on that play. And then, you know, Caleb did a nice job of striking it in there.
Do you have a quarterback looking downfield as he's doing that? Is that something that's taught or kind of inherent?
No, that's taught. That's the read. Yeah, he did a nice job of going through his progression there.
Bates wasn't out there today. Is he dealing with an injury issue? Trying to base?
No, it's just something that he's had, you know, from before. But he's fine. He'll be fine looking in this week. So, like I said, it's a big week. We'll have tomorrow will be a walkthrough setting to get the corrections, get cleaned up, really do a good job of looking at this game. And, like I said, learning from it. And then the players will have a day off to get ready for this big week we have. We have a couple practices, and then we have the joint practice on Thursday, and then a walkthrough again on Friday and another game. So it's going to be a big week for us to level up.
Matt, what impressed you about Caleb on third down? I think the first completion of DJ was third down on the third and nine strike.
Yeah, the poise in the pocket, being able to ride the pocket there, keep two hands on it when he was in the pocket, and then throw a strike. Really good job by DJ coming back to the football, too, on that one. So it was both, and the protection was solid.
Now, what do you think about Caleb on that play, too? Just you talk about the way he battles back in camp, but you know, to have that first play obviously didn't go as well as he would have wanted, to be in that third and long for him to kind of have the poise to just make the play.
Yeah, I think it's good for him. You know, that's the fruits of his labor. He's been working his tail off for 15 practices, you know, and then, you know, even before that, all through the summer. So it's good to be able to say, hey, all this drill work, all the things that I've been doing, it's paying off, and I can see the improvements. We're going to look at this tape and then look back and say, hey, what can I learn from this? You know, there's a lot of things that we can learn from this process of getting these reps, as he does in practice when he's going against the one defense.
Bayless around the edge a couple times, but also up the middle, which is a whole different world for him. What do you think of his performance?
I thought it was positive. I mean, we all saw it. It was positive. You know, he did a nice job of really getting north. And you saw his you know, he's got really good lean mass, and he's a physical player. And you can see him really denting that, you know, the tackles to fall forward for those positive yards, to really gain those hidden yards in our favor. So, you know, he's been good back there.
You talked about this being a week-to-week thing.
Yep.
You're going to give it another week?
Yeah, I'll talk to Chad and Shane, and we'll get together here in the next couple days, and we'll figure that out going into the Tuesday practice.
I know you guys feel like you're having a good camp, but is there a different level of excitement when you see Caleb go through something in a game set? Is there a proof of concept?
Yeah, there's certainly positivity there, and we're not going to squash that. You know, I do feel that we have a lot of work to do. You know, we have a lot of things to accomplish as a football team, not just Caleb. You know, we all got to play good around him. So it's important that we keep improving before that first game.
A very measured approach from Matt Eberflus, which is what I would expect. Like, I wouldn't think that any coach would look at the performance and just be like, oh, everything was great. I think that he made mention of all the things that were good and says, oh, we can be better, because you can. Like, and I think that that's one of the things that Caleb will try and do. I mean, later on in the show, we'll talk about it. Like, there pretty much isn't a place, if you have a rookie quarterback in the NFL, that you don't feel great about that guy this week. Now, that might mean that this is a great rookie quarterback class, or it could mean it's the first real preseason game.
Or it's probably noise and not signal.
Yeah.
Is all it is. It's a data point for all involved.
That's right.
And as excited as we get and as content-starved as we can be, it's important to remember that. Now, I want to point out something real quick that Matt Eberflus did before his press conference began as people were filing in. And it may seem like a little thing, but it's a really nice and professional thing that Matt Eberflus did.
Really what Caleb in the offense was able to do.
Just hold on a second.
Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead. Oh, here they go.
I gotta wait for my local guys.
Hey. Right. Much appreciated.
Cause a riot. Good. Okay, go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
He held the press conference. He wouldn't answer a question until the local Chicago media showed up. And he said local guys, and I'm sure he was using guys to mean
unisex
men and women.
Yeah.
But that's awesome.
I agree.
It is a little thing, and I don't think it was self-serving. As it's good politics, it's good PR. But for him to say, you know, we're not, because he doesn't, when he says there'd be a riot, he understands also that it's just the right thing to do. Those are the people who are there every day.
Those are the people who, in effect, are most important to him. And good looking out there. That goes a long way when a coach cares about something like that, because a lot of coaches don't.
It is very, very true. So shout out to Flus for that. We're going to take a break. When we come back, what did Caleb Williams have to say about his first opportunity to play? You will hear from your quarterback next here on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. An Odyssey station.
Swift is back in for Chicago. Pressure off the right side. Williams has to get rid of it, and he finds Swift on a little shovel, and there goes DeAndre Swift. Down inside the 20, all the way to the Buffalo red zone. Terrell Bernard, a great linebacker, was coming free off the right.
Big-time blitz. You mentioned Bernard. He led their team in tackles last year. Big-time blitzer. He comes from the outside. Watch Williams just step up and up and just shovels it. He just shovels it to Swift in space, and then you see what Swift can do. Once he's open, he's like a jitterbug out there.
Adam Amin and Jim Miller on the call on WFLD 32. We say Fox, but that's a local broadcast.
Yeah, Fox 32, even though it's got a national sound because you have two national broadcasters on it.
And I always throw out kudos to a local crew in a local truck doing what looks like a network-level football game. It is not easy, and it takes a major market local crew with that kind of experience and pedigree to do something like that. And that is a really well-produced piece of sports television for a local station to do.
And Adam Amin will be on the show today at 1 o'clock, and we can talk to him about what he saw and what he called and how he thought Caleb Williams and the rest of the Bears did.
Well, you can also judge Caleb Williams on how he did with his statements to the media after the game. For the first time, after playing something that looked like NFL football, and the first thing he was asked about was his level of comfort.
Yeah, I felt good.
And there's always a little bit, you know, of a more focus that you have going to games for whatever reason. Even if you try and enter that mindset and things like that throughout the weeks, it's just a, you know, a sense of control, I guess, a sense of progress, a sense of, you know, a bunch of different things that when you get into games, you know, the comfort level and all of that normally skyrockets.
On the dump off to Swift, mm-hmm. Did you see him? Because it looked like
I did see him.
It
wasn't a no look. I wish I could claim that it was, but it wasn't. I saw him for a quick second, and then I really saw his gloves because he had, I believe, bright orange gloves on or something like that. So I saw it open, I could feel the defenders kind of, breaking through the line, which they showed on the screen. So offensive line did a great job, making it seem believable as if they were going to let up a sack and then toss it over the head, and we got, I think it was around 40 yards or so. So it was great.
A couple of the guys, a couple of the vets, and then we'll talk about the confidence that you had in right at the beginning.
Yep.
Is that something that's just natural? Is that something that you're very intentional about trying to show in the huddle? I mean, it's your first game ever at this level. Not a lot of guys would walk in with that kind of confidence.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that I was trying to show, and I wouldn't say that it's natural. I would say that it's come from the hard work here and us being here working together, building this thing together as we go, and then also, you know, the years of work of getting here and now being the Chicago Bear. So it's, you know, I think it just comes from a lot of hard work over time. Been around these guys, they make it a lot easier for me.
But on the play action rollout, you hit the call. It felt like the play design did most of the work for you. What did you see on that whole sequence and the ability to hit that throw down the field?
Yeah, so we've been repping this play for a while now, and just, you know, getting those reps in has been key. And then, you know, you come out on game day and, you know, the C's part, and Cole's running down the sideline, and my job is just to give him the ball in space and let our players like Cole and them just do their magic. Got past the DN, ran past him, pump faked, and then tossed it to Cole, and he was wide open, did a great job selling it, and then breaking to the corner.
How reassuring is this just as a start, as a beginning?
Yeah, there is an understanding that it is preseason, that, you know, everybody's not going to show their looks and, you know, what they would do versus and vice versa. It definitely is, you know, it definitely feels good to get out there. Last time I was out there on the field other than practice was November 18th. And it's, you know, you go that long without something, it's tough. But, you know, it's been great. The guys have made it fun. They made it easy on me. Talking about our other players, they've been great from the beginning to now. My progress is I would count my progress and support, I would count it to them. They've been great, like I said. And so to get out there and have the confidence that we had out there, it's only going to get better, and we can't wait.
You buy time in the pocket. It seems like you do so you can throw the ball down the field. But on that one scramble up the middle, like, what did you see on that? Why did you decide to take off? And was the slide a natural one? I know you've been working on it.
We've been practicing the slide with the slippy slide. So I had a plan in my mind of what they were going to do defensive-wise. And then they dropped out of it. They went two-man. I think DeMar was on the left side. I thought he was going to rotate, and the right safety was going to rotate down. He bluffed it, got over top of the vertical, I believe, to Rome. And then after that, I got down to my back. My back was covered, and I saw the C's part, realized it was two-man, and took off.
Did you take a minute to find the play clock? It's really out of sight.
No, so it's always a thing once you get in, well, for most quarterbacks and things like that, once you get into the stadium, go find the play clocks. So you're never looking for the play clock. But they do a good job of hiding that one play clock. It's in white with the white little building up there.
And your last play, did you think you had Rome as you kind of let that ball out? It felt like You thought when you're in the back of the end zone.
Rome and I talked about it, and that comes from time of getting on the same, you know, same page and same connection. We talked about it, and I actually thought he was going to take it high because I thought he saw the guy, which he did. He told me he saw the guy that was below him, the one defender and one of our teammates down the right sideline. I thought he was going to either settle or go to the back pylon. He started coming up flat. By then, I had to let the ball go, and I tried to give him a chance and put it back pylon, see if he could run under it.
The human nature urges to kind of take that breath and say, yeah, obviously that felt good to get back out there. And then Matt says you have to scale back and say also there's a lot of work to do. How do you kind of juggle those two things of like taking some enthusiasm out of this loss, understanding that the climb is still pretty
good? Yeah, I mean, you have to understand where we are and understand, you know, what we have and where we're headed. That's the most important thing. But you also have to be where your feet are. So when you're out there in the field, when we're preparing for this game, you're enjoying it, you're having fun, you're having a blast. You know, we take a step back, when we get in tomorrow or early tomorrow, you know, we take a step back, we go through the tape, and then on to the next preseason. And then, you know, from there, you take it from there, and then you keep growing. And then we just, you know, keep counting those days, counting those hours, and getting after it.
You're giving Bears fans permission to be excited right now?
I mean, Bears won, you know? Why not?
Did you talk to Josh Allen at all, just any of the pregame interactions?
Just a quick hello, how you doing, nice to meet you, said I like this game, say you like my game, be safe, those kind of things. Awesome.
Thank you.
The Bears.
What an interesting question. Are you giving Bears fans permission to be excited right now? I don't think Caleb's in charge of that.
Well, he's in charge of it.
I think, yeah, but not in that way.
Yeah, he's in charge of it by being good.
Right, but that's well beyond his power now to say, no, don't get excited.
Now get excited.
Even if he wanted to. I think there's some saying, I'll get excited when I damn well please.
Can I just tell you, just is a part of our job, a critique that I really like? I hope that is the version of Caleb we get
after
in the regular
loss?
Season. No, just like the level of detail that we got in him explaining, yeah, Roman and I need to get on the same page because I thought blank and then blah, 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 blah. Him explaining on the run where, and this is, again, to get back to my point of Buffalo wasn't exotic, but they weren't vanilla either. Them showing him a pre-snap look and then changing the two-man as the ball is snapped, and him recognizing if they're in two man, then what does that mean? That means the corner's backs are to you. That means that there's an opportunity for you to run.
If you can read the nameplates on the jerseys, there's a chance you can get a big chunk of yards.
And he did. And he did that. But him explaining some of this stuff, I hope that continues because it's great for everyone. It allows us to learn some football and kind of what he thinks and what he sees.
I think if the change in their comms department has, as one of the byproducts, a new transparency, the idea of being on Hard Knocks, later in the show we're going to play George McCaskey talking about that during the interview that he did.
He was very clear about his feelings, too.
He was, but he's also bought in to a new level of transparency. And I've always thought the Bears have been behind the times when it comes to that. Hell, most of football has been too. But if there ever was a season where I think you'll be rewarded for letting people in, it's going to be this one. And this is the time to do it. And I agree with you wholeheartedly that I hope they do. Speaking of hope.
Hope?
Speaking of which.
Don't give me hope.
The Chicago Cubs.
Sorry, I couldn't give it to you sooner.
In case you haven't been paying attention, the Cubs have managed to climb out of the cellar in the NL Central. And
not just that, Dan. They're back.
Well, this is
the Cubs are back.
They have a 9.4% chance of making the playoffs. Is that enough for you to declare that they're back?
No.
But you did.
But they're back.
It apparently is enough.
Ray, are they back?
Are you back? Let's reveal it all coming up.
All right. We'll do all of that next. Good tease, Ray. You're listening to The Score.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. In Odyssey Station. Odyssey Station. Odyssey Station.
Now all of the fans are standing on both sides. Sellout crowd on the south side. And the strike two pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three and the Cubs win the ball game. The Cubs sweep the two-game series. They make it four in a row. They stay red hot. That's 8 out of 10. And they finish a perfect 4-0 against the White Sox, for the year.
Pat Hughes on the call on the score. And it's kind of thing where if you beat the White Sox, everybody says, yeah, you beat the White Sox. If you lose to the White Sox, it's you lost to the White Sox?
I mean, they almost did on Friday.
I know they did because, oh, God.
It was heart attack Hector style.
He makes me absolutely pull my hair out. He just makes me crazy.
He does, but
he has all year.
But he's effective. Isn't he like 18 out of 21 or something in saves?
It doesn't feel that way.
No, it does not.
No.
It feels very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Very.
Yeah, like there's so many non-competitive pitches, which is just weird. But I guess it keeps people guessing. I don't know. But yeah, they avoided disaster. They stayed relatively hot, and now they go play a really good baseball team.
Yeah, they get Cleveland, and we will have those games for you here on the score. So that's good. You'll be able to hear them. Look, 9% chance.
9.4.
Sorry, 9.4% chance. Cubs have won 8 out of their last 10, 4 in a row. They're one game under 500. Here's the problem. One, you're playing a really good team this week. Two, there's still four teams to climb over to get to that spot. Now, there's plenty of time to do it, and the Cubs are only three games back. I'm shocked that Atlanta didn't do more at the trade deadline. Like, I really am, because, I mean, they still have enough good players to make it work, but,
yeah, but it
maybe once the Albies injury happens, you just go, eh.
You lost two tentpole guys.
Yeah.
That is hard to replace. Even if somebody gets hot, it is really hard because the way they stress out with, you know, four plate appearances a game each, having to deal with that and all the value that they bring, it's hard.
So there's still a lot of room for them to make their push, and we know that that's something that they value, is the idea of getting into the playoffs, and it's a crapshoot because look at what's happened over the last few years. We'll have to talk about this more if they get closer to it on whether you think they can be competitive in a series.
But this lineup healthy works.
All right, I got to apologize to Paredes.
Why?
Because I'm like, I don't know if this pull thing is going to work. And it's worked well enough for them to make something out of his at-bats. He's slugging 500 over his last seven games.
Okay.
And he's slugging 405 in his last 15, so basically his time with the Cubs. And he said that he had put too much pressure on himself because he started out 3-for-27 with the Cubs. That's why his average still looks a little lopsided as a Cub. But he is starting to let go of the pressure of being the guy that was traded and supposed to help them. We've also seen him do a lot of cool things defensively. Like, he's shored up what they are at third base.
Well, he didn't have to be much to do that.
Yeah, but he's still been really good. There was the one bad throw that he made. But other than that, he's been rock solid over there at third base. And considering that's their whole bit, that's the thing that they're trying to do, it's a step in the right direction.
6-3-0 is bought in. The Cubs are totally still alive. They only play 11 more games against teams above 500 for the rest of the year. If their bullpen keeps pitching the way they're pitching and the bottom of the order continues to hit, they definitely have a chance.
Well, the problem is consistency for the Cubs, especially offensively. So, yes, you look at the schedule, and that's true, but the problem for the Cubs has not necessarily always been the opponent. The problem for the Cubs has been themselves in a lot of cases. Just that offense is not reliable. It's not consistent. And you guys talked about how, like, although the bullpen has been strong, when you're closing out games with heart attack Hector, sure, he has been getting the job done, but man, it's shaky. It's shaky. And so,
yeah, they're capable of kind of going dark offensively against anybody, seemingly regardless of the quality of opposing pitcher or anything else.
Yeah, you don't want to look bad in this series against Cleveland, but yes, good stretch here for them where you go after Cleveland, Blue Jays, Tigers, Marlins. And then after that, on the road against a very competitive Pirates team.
And they've got to really win-win because I think they've already dumped most of the tiebreakers, right?
Yeah.
That's a problem because they don't get anything around the margins. So they're going to have to blow teams' doors off here down the stretch.
We'll blow their doors off, brother.
Yeah. You got to this 8 of 10 pace, stay on this for the remaining, what do you say, 43?
Yeah, then if you do that, then yeah, you're real good.
They play 800 ball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a chance here because even after the Pirates series, they're at Washington. Let me look at September real quick.
Just don't worry about opponent. Take that. If they can get enough quality starts and hit enough 3-run homers.
I mean, I'm looking at opponent. I know you say don't worry about opponent, but that first week of September, Pirates for 3, solid team. You'll probably run into Skeens. Then Yankees and at Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
So get some wins now.
Mm-hmm.
Although the Dodgers have not been great. Isn't Mookie coming back soon? Is he back? I think Mookie's coming back soon.
Keep hitting home runs.
That would be good.
Home runs are good. Home runs are fun. Home runs mean you're more likely to win because that is the most efficient way to score a run. Swing, bat, runs on board. See? Baseball's easy.
It's totally easy.
Play small ball.
Don't do that.
String outcomes together.
Don't do that.
No.
Hit the ball to the wall or over it. Mm-hmm. That would be great.
Mm-hmm. Over it's good.
Yeah. Because you're not out and you score a run.
Yes.
And
that's how it works.
And no one can do any stupid base running either.
Correct.
If you hit a home run.
Solves everything.
You get to just run around the bases for free.
You don't have to run. You can jog.
For free.
You can jog.
Yeah. You can take your time.
Mm-hmm. By the way, happy birthday to Ian Happ, who's going to join us tomorrow. He is 30.
Good for him.
How about that? Old ass. Old head.
No.
30.
I mean, sure.
Yeah. You know, he's seeing it from here.
He's not seeing anything from here.
Yeah, he's seeing a life of ease and leisure on the golf course. That's what he's seeing.
Well, he'll have enough money to actually do that.
Yep.
If he wants.
He does want.
I know. The rest of us have to, you know, we got to accrue stuff. He's already accrued.
Right, we have to worry about the compound interest phenomenon.
And he just has to worry about the compound podcast.
Oh, there it is.
Woo!
See? That's why they pay that man
the medium bucks.
The medium bucks. Anthony Heron is going to join us to give us all of his Bears thoughts. It is a football victory Monday to the extent that these things count. And we will have.
Why did you say that like you were part of the B-52s?
It's a victory Monday. I always say, if you're ever bored in the car, just start reciting the signs you see as if you're Fred Schneider. It makes the trip so much fun. Billboards, whatever it may be. Exit here for Tabor Hill Winery. You have to say it out loud. Mr. Fuel. Whatever you may see on the billboard. Hell is real. Jesus is Lord. That's driving through Indiana. So you get all that, but it all works when you say it like Fred Schneider. And it drives the kids crazy.
Yar.
If you want to make your family, and I'm saying like in the car with your family, do it and ignore them when, say, I'm putting my earbuds in. Okay, I'm putting my earbuds in. And then you just ignore them completely and do it louder. That's my advice to you on the score.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah!
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
In Odyssey Station, Odyssey Station, Odyssey Station.
Now all of the fans are standing on both sides. Sellout crowd on the south side. And the strike 2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3, and the Cubs win the ball game. The Cubs sweep the 2-game series. They make it 4 in a row. They stay red hot. That's 8 out of 10. And they finish a perfect 4-0 against the White Sox for the year.
Pat Hughes on the call. I'm the score. And it's the kind of thing where if you beat the White Sox, everybody says, yeah, you beat the White Sox. If you lose to the White Sox, it's you lost to the White Sox?
I mean, they almost did on Friday.
I know they did because, oh, God.
It was heart attack Hector style.
He makes me absolutely pull my hair out. He just makes me crazy.
He does, but
he has all year.
But he's effective. Isn't he like 18 out of 21 or something in saves?
It doesn't feel that way.
No, it does not.
No.
It feels very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Very.
Yeah, like there's so many non-competitive pitches, which is just weird. But I guess it keeps people guessing. I don't know. But yeah, they avoided disaster. They stayed relatively hot, and now they go play a really good baseball team.
Yeah, they get Cleveland, and we will have those games for you here on the score. So that's good. You'll be able to hear them. Look, 9% chance.
9.4.
Sorry, 9.4% chance. Cubs have won 8 out of their last 10, 4 in a row. They're one game under 500. Here's the problem. One, you're playing a really good team this week. Two, there's still four teams to climb over to get to that spot. Now, there's plenty of time to do it, and the Cubs are only three games back. I'm shocked that Atlanta didn't do more at the trade deadline. Like, I really am, because, I mean, they still have enough good players to make it work, but,
yeah, but it
maybe once the Albies injury happens, you just go, eh.
You lost two tentpole guys.
Yeah.
That is hard to replace. Even if somebody gets hot, it is really hard because the way they stress out with, you know, four plate appearances a game each, having to deal with that and all the value that they bring, it's hard.
So there's still a lot of room for them to make their push, and we know that that's something that they value, is the idea of getting into the playoffs, and it's a crapshoot because look at what's happened over the last few years. We'll have to talk about this more if they get closer to it on whether you think they can be competitive in a series.
But this lineup healthy works.
All right, I got to apologize to Paredes.
Why?
Because I'm like, I don't know if this pull thing is going to work. And it's worked well enough for them to make something out of his at-bats. He's slugging 500 over his last seven games.
Okay.
And he's slugging 405 in his last 15, so basically his time with the Cubs. And he said that he had put too much pressure on himself because he started out 3-for-27 with the Cubs. That's why his average still looks a little lopsided as a Cub. But he is starting to let go of the pressure of being the guy that was traded and supposed to help them. We've also seen him do a lot of cool things defensively. Like, he's shored up what they are at third base.
Well, you didn't have to be much to do that.
Yeah, but he's still been really good. There was the one bad throw that he made. But other than that, he's been rock solid over there at third base. And considering that's their whole bit, that's the thing that they're trying to do, it's a step in the right direction.
6-3-0 is bought in. The Cubs are totally still alive. They only play 11 more games against teams above 500 for the rest of the year. If their bullpen keeps pitching the way they're pitching and the bottom of the order continues to hit, they definitely have a chance.
Well, the problem is consistency for the Cubs, especially offensively. So, yes, you look at the schedule, and that's true, but the problem for the Cubs has not necessarily always been the opponent. The problem for the Cubs has been themselves in a lot of cases. Just that offense is not reliable. It's not consistent. And you guys talked about how, like, although the bullpen has been strong, when you're closing out games with heart attack Hector, sure, he has been getting the job done, but man, it's shaky. It's shaky. And so,
yeah, they're capable of kind of going dark offensively against anybody, seemingly regardless of the quality of opposing pitcher or anything else.
Yeah, you don't want to look bad in this series against Cleveland, but yes, good stretch here for them where you go after Cleveland, Blue Jays, Tigers, Marlins. And then after that, on the road against a very competitive Pirates team.
And they've got a really win-win because I think they've already dumped most of the tiebreakers, right?
Yeah.
That's a problem because they don't get anything around the margins. So they're going to have to blow teams' doors off here down the stretch.
Blow their doors off, brother.
Yeah. You got to this 8 of 10 pace, stay on this for the remaining, what do you say, 43?
Yeah, then if you do that, then yeah, you're real good.
They play 800 ball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a chance here because even after the Pirates series, they're at Washington. Let me look at September real quick.
Just don't worry about opponent. Take that. They've if they can get enough quality starts and hit enough 3-run homers.
I mean, I'm looking at opponent. I know you say don't worry about opponent, but that first week of September, Pirates for 3, solid team. You'll probably run into Skeens. Then Yankees and at Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
So get some wins now.
Mm-hmm.
Although the Dodgers have not been great. But isn't Mookie coming back soon? Is he back? I think Mookie's coming back soon.
Keep hitting home runs.
That would be good.
Home runs are good. Home runs are fun. Home runs mean you're more likely to win because that is the most efficient way to score a run. Swing bat runs on board. See? Baseball's easy.
It's totally easy.
Play small ball.
Don't do that.
String outcomes together.
Don't do that.
No.
Hit the ball to the wall or over it. Mm-hmm. That would be great.
Mm-hmm. Over it's good.
Yeah. Because you're not out and you score a run.
Yes.
And
that's how it works.
And no one can do any stupid base running either.
Correct.
If you hit a home run,
solves everything.
You get to just run around the bases for free.
You don't have to run. You can jog.
For free.
You can jog.
Yeah. You can take your time.
Mm-hmm. By the way, happy birthday to Ian Happ, who's going to join us tomorrow. He is 30.
Good for him.
How about that? Old ass. Old head.
No.
30.
I mean, sure.
Yeah. You know, he's seeing it from here.
He's not seeing anything from here.
Yeah, he's seeing a life of ease and leisure on the golf course. That's what he's seeing.
Well, he'll have enough money to actually do that.
Yep.
If he wants.
He does want.
I know. The rest of us have to, you know, we got to accrue stuff. He's already accrued.
Right, we have to worry about the compound interest phenomenon.
And he just has to worry about the compound podcast.
There it is.
Woo!
See? That's why they pay that man
the medium bucks.
The medium bucks. Anthony Heron is going to join us to give us all of his Bears thoughts. It is a football victory Monday to the extent that these things count. And we will have.
Why did you say that like you were part of the B-52s?
It's a victory Monday. I always say, if you're ever bored in the car, just start reciting the signs you see as if you're Fred Schneider. It makes the trip so much fun. Billboards, whatever it may be. Exit here for Tabor Hill Winery. You have to say it out loud. Mr. Fuel. Whatever you may see on the billboard. Hell is real. Jesus is Lord. That's driving through Indiana. So you get all that, but it all works when you say it like Fred Schneider. And it drives the kids crazy.
Yar.
If you want to make your family, and I'm saying like in the car with your family, do it and ignore them when, say, I'm putting my earbuds in. Okay, I'm putting my earbuds in. And then you just ignore them completely and do it louder. That's my advice to you on the score.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.